against the war and a long time anti-war activist. Please welcome Bonnie Weinstein.
The United States government is warring against the people of the world on three fronts. The war on terror, the war on civil rights and human liberties, and the war on our economic well-being. The decimation of Afghanistan and the impending war in Iraq are part of the so-called war on terror, the war without end. Our government is spending trillions to build the most powerful and deadly weapons of mass destruction ever used on the planet. Our military has bases in over 100 countries with weapons of mass destruction everywhere. Our government has a long history of making deals with dictators. It spends billions arming Israel's assault on the Palestinian people and fighting the indigenous people in the Philippines. Its military dwarfs the military of all other countries combined. The second front of this war is against civil liberties and human rights. In the name of security, they enacted Patriot Act, created the Office of Homeland Security, and proposed Patriot Act 2, a bill that could ban musical performances and even take away the citizenship of people born in the United States. They have routinely rounded up Middle Eastern people and held them indefinitely without counsel. They've created the prison industrial complex, increasing money spent for prisons over 400% in the last 20 years. They are federalizing our police force and training them for urban combat, all in the name of fighting terror. The third front of this assault has been waged on working people, especially the young and the unemployed. Our government's military coup will cost trillions. School budgets are slashed, libraries are closed, jobs are lost, medical care drastically reduced, less affordable housing made available, and the cost of higher education skyrockets. All to fund the horrendous cost of world domination and control over oil. Our unified voice of protest is mandated by all of us here today. The Bay Area United Against War says, no war against Iraq, not in our name. We say no racist scapegoating, no to the assault on our constitutional rights. We are united for peace and justice. We demand no blood for oil. Bring our troops home now. Money for human needs, not war. We must act now to stop war and end racism. We will not let up. We will not stop our protests. Join us April 5th. Assemble at Mosswood Park in Oakland at 10 a.m., then march from Franco Gallo Plaza at 1:30. We want books, not bombs. Healthcare, not warfare. Rights, not racism. Jobs, not jails.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Next up, we're going to have George Johnson. George Johnson is a Vietnam vet of the Navy. He's on the National Board of Directors of Veterans for Peace. George.
Hi there, how you doing? I see my brother out there with his Vietnam Vets for America sign. All right. I want to tell you about something you never heard about or heard very little about. All throughout the history of this country, veterans and active duty GIs have stood up to resist war or the consequences to them afterwards. The first large march, also in Washington, D.C., which all an occupation, was a World War I bonus army. They removed them from the mall with U.S. troops under the command of Dwight Eisenhower. They opened fire on him and killed over 22 World War I vets in 1930. There, how you doing? During the Vietnam War, active duty GIs, thousands upon thousands, from Salem to Presidio Diego to GIs. Oh, there was a Presidio 27. Country, the members of our Vets for Peace chapter is one of those 27. They sat down at the Presidio and refused to go to Vietnam. Other people have stood up and done the same thing. Charlie Litke, a member of our chapter here in San Francisco, as I speak, he's in Iraq, waiting to hold the hands of Iraqi children when the bombs start falling. Charlie Litke won a Medal of Honor in Vietnam. He gave it back during Nicaragua. Another one of our members up in Arcata, Brian Wilson, was hanging out by the Concord Naval Weapons Station. He laid down on the railroad track and paid for it with two legs. Brian Wilson is one of my heroes. There's another guy you probably see around here every once in a while, Jeff Patterson. Jeff Patterson, during the first Gulf War, sat down on the tarmac and refused to go to the first Gulf War. I could go on and on, but the most recent addition was yesterday. Less than 24 hours ago, a retired Air Force Colonel, Warren Langley, was arrested by the Pacific Stock Exchange opposing this war. I'm calling on all veterans to come out, make yourselves known, come out of your veterans closet, come out of your post-traumatic stress disorder closet, come out and help us stop this war. Come by our table up at the other park and we'll sign you up, because I am a recruiter for Veterans for Peace and I'm recalling all veterans to active peace duty. Thank you.
Are we out there? way. And where's my women? And people of color, can I get a shout out to them too? Nice. You know, I just think it's so important that we're all out here together. It's so important that we bring these communities together to say no to war and stand up against this war. And next up, we're going to hear from a leader of the spiritual community. David Cooper is the spiritual leader of the Kahilu community, which is a synagogue in Berkeley. Let's welcome David.
Thank you. Good morning and good Shabbos. I'm David Cooper, and I serve as rabbi for Kahilu Community Synagogue. I was inspired to speak today by Virginia Representative James P. Moran, who says that Bush's war effort is the fault of the Jews. That makes about as much sense as saying it's the fault of the Americans. While I and millions of Jews are against this war, and to paraphrase Sojourner Truth, and ain't I a Jew? And today, millions of Americans are against this war. And ain't we Americans? Well, this is Saturday morning, and I would normally be in synagogue reading Torah at this time. This morning, rather than reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, I'm here to perform them. It says in the book of Psalms, "Seek peace and pursue it. Bakesh shalom v'rodfehu." And that is what we're here to do today. In the Midrash, the commentary on the Hebrew Bible, the rabbis are very clear that most of the things that we are commanded to do, we must do them, but only if the opportunity presents itself. But there is one exception, and that is the pursuit of peace. And that is why it doesn't just say, seek peace, but seek peace and pursue it. We cannot stand idly by and say, what can I do? We have the power to act. And even if we do not stop this senseless war from starting, I pray that we do that. I still believe that we are here to make our organizing capable of stopping this war once it gets started. The movement of peace we are building here is the movement to stop the war and to seek justice. But it is my Sabbath morning, and what I do on Sabbath morning is pray. And this morning I am praying as a Jew and as a patriotic American for all the young men and women in uniform. I love their patriotism and their love of this country. I admire their willingness to sacrifice themselves for this nation. And I pray for their sake, for our sake, and for the sake of the people of Iraq and of all the Middle East, that these young people never see combat. These are young men and young women, and should they offer themselves in sacrifice, it cannot be for a cause unworthy of their loyalty. This is unworthy of the sacrifice of our soldiers. It's unworthy of the sacrifice of thousands of Iraqi people, both their soldiers and their civilians caught in the crossfire. So today, I pray for George Bush and for Saddam Hussein. I pray they become endowed with the wisdom they have not yet shown. I pray that they come to their senses and seek peace and pursue it. Amen.
Thank you very much, Rabbi David Cooper.